This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? Remember the Seinfeld where George buys John Voight's car? Or the one where Elaine bids on JFK's golf clubs? Why would anyone spend money, often a lot of money, on a common object just because somebody famous once owned it? A study in the Journal of Consumer Research offers some insights. In one experiment, subjects rated how much they would like to own, say, a watch. Some were told it had belonged to a nobody. Others heard it was once a celebrity's. Study participants rated the same objects as more desirable when they carried the alleged celebrity luster. Some buyers look at a celebrity's former possession as an investment because they know somebody else will pay even more for it eventually. But other purchasers of objects touched by a famous person are swayed by so-called contagion, the implicit belief that the thing retains some essence or physical trace of the former owner. In the Seinfeld episode, Elaine got JFK's golf clubs for $20,000, twice as much as she'd been given permission to bid. In an actual auction in 1996, JFK's clubs went for more than $250,000, which sounds crazy until you remember that you probably got the bag too. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.